My brethren and sisters, it is always a great privilege to be allowed to bear testimony of the truth of the great work in which we are engaged. It may be in the great tabernacle where we are now assembled, or it may be in a humble cottage meeting. It matters little. And it's very good for all of us, every member of the church, to give voice to his testimony, to his belief, to his faith in this the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. This work is of God, established by him, by the voice of revelation. It is founded in truth. It is the truth. It has been my joy throughout the years of my life to discover from time to time that every principle, every doctrine, every historical event in the building of this great Latter-day Kingdom is in harmony, or are in harmony, with every discovered and revealed truth. This is the truth, and we must rely upon it, learn to understand that it is the truth. Otherwise, the great joy that the Lord has offered us in this work will not be ours. I agree with Brigham Young that another name for the gospel might well be truth. And along with truth always comes light. Light is never found except in the presence of truth. The Lord in his revelation said truth and light go together over and over again. And we who have received the truth have the light to point the way, to solve our problems, to tell us where we're going, to give us an enlivening faith to help us in the journey of life. And truth also does something else for us. He gives us power. And this is a church of power, not merely of principles and of doctrines of truth and light, but of power to accomplish the great work of the Lord in these latter days. I trust all of us listen intently to the sermon by Brother Joseph Fielding Smith today. The power of the priesthood, the power of this church, culminates in the sealing power which is performed and used ordinarily in the temples of the Most High. He might have quoted, if he'd had more time this morning, how Moroni the prophet, calling upon Joseph Smith the boy, as he was then, changed the statement of Malachi just a little. He said, if I remember correctly, behold, I will reveal to you the priesthood by the hand of Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And he shall plant in the hearts of the children the promises made to the fathers, and the hearts of the children shall turn to the fathers. If it were not so, and this is the greatest part of this revelation, if it were not so, the earth would be utterly wasted at his coming. That is the power that belongs to the church, belongs to priesthood, that belongs to those who walk in truth and light. The power that holds earth together, that makes possible the accomplishment of God's purposes in these latter days. I trust we all, as has been advised here today, seek to get the power that flows out of the temples of the Lord, to give some of our time, some of our means to that work. Strength will come to us, for the temples are the places around which the saints will gather in the more and more in the days to come. And so I bear testimony to the truth of this work, to its accompanying light, to its great accompanying power, and thank the Lord for the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ restored in these days, and pray that all of us may get some measure of the joy, the happiness, the exquisite joy and happiness that come to those who accept the truth, who live its principles, who surrender to it. God be with us all and bless us. Bless all the labor in this great cause. May the work grow and increase until it will cover the earth through with its power. I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.